It's Alistair Burns, and I'm here in the southwest with Dr. Martin Freeman, who's a recently retired GP, and Martin has a specific role in the southwest about dementia and making sure that the services and some of the models of care improved. Martin, we're at a meeting today with a group of GPs and commissioners talking about a number of aspects of dementia. As a GP, what for you is the most important?
I think it's certainly making sure that our ears and eyes are wide open to folk presenting with any symptoms that may represent dementia, because we need to try and make sure that they're getting the right help and support very early in the process. Not just to get our diagnostic registers up, but actually to make sure that they're being signposted and pointed towards appropriate help and care and support. And I strongly believe that for all of us to understand if we're having problems in some aspect of our life gives clarity and gives us an opportunity to manage things better, both planning for ourselves, both caring for our relatives. So I think it's important that we try and help support folk very early.
I guess one of the things that I've heard is that if there is an uncertainty about the benefits of an early diagnosis, it's about that support that's available to people when they've been given that diagnosis and the post-diagnostic support and counselling. Do you think that's important?
I think it's absolutely essential. I think it's there should be no circumstances when we're giving people a diagnosis without the help and the support that goes with that. So yes, I think that we need to know that we've got support, that we've got information, that we know what help we can have. And, you know, I have specific worries regards dementia and that gradual loss in cognition and that gradual loss over time of ability to make choices, that we should give people the information and the ability to make choices about how they're cared for in future at the right time.
I remember when we spoke before, you were able to contrast the support that people got after a diagnosis of cancer that you saw in your practice compared to dementia. What are the main differences, do you think, and how can we improve the situation in dementia?
I think it's about certainly information. It's about making sure that carers are informed and educated. It's about signposting to people who can give support. It's about sharing with other people who are going through some of the same experience, so some peer group support. And it's about giving opportunities to record and their wishes for the future.
A helpful van has just arrived.